Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So you guys might hear some noise in the background, just so you know, it's the water, it's the wind. I'm currently on the beach watching the sunset, and I was just really sitting here meditating on a couple different things. And, you know, I'm gonna just express, because when it comes to you, it comes to you. And I was just sitting here and thinking about all the stuff that goes on in the world and all of this outside noise. It's all designed to just separate us and make us feel some type of way about one another and to put divides between us instead of empowering us as a whole and unifying us in love and in God. You know, that's what the media loves to do. It loves to put up these illusions of separation to make you think that you are against your brother or your sister in Christ, when in reality, we're all under the same God, you know, one love, one heartbeat, one God. And I really stand with that, because one thing I've learned over my little lifetime is you can find God in almost everything, whether that's people, whether that's the sun, the stars, the moon, the water, the air. Like, God created everything, you know. This is his reminder to us that we are his children, that he created us and he created this entire world. And so I just find that the media is a great distraction from the facts. And the facts are, God is real and we are all part of God's creation. And when we can learn to really view each other in that way, instead of viewing each other in the way that the media tells us to view each other. You know, you get on the news and it's always talking about some chaos and destruction, or talking about this hate crime or what this person is doing. And although those things are important, and there's certain social injustices that really need to be highlighted and paid attention to, I'm telling you, the only way we're going to be able to get past those things is with love, unity, and respect. You know, at the end of the day, we have to have the basic line of respect for each other. If you can respect the next person, then everything can, you know, flow as it needs to be. To me, anytime that a person is going against nature, it's when they are not respecting themselves nor God's other creations on this earth, whether it's an animal or another human being. You know, and the best way you can come under the respect of another human being is to respect yourself and God. At the end of the day, the greatest commandments there is to love God with all your being, all your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit, and then to love yourself. You know, true loving yourself means that you love and accept every part of yourself. You embrace every part of yourself, whether that be good or bad. And then when you're able to do that with yourself, you're also able to do that with others. And that is what love is. So real quick, I want to talk about a scripture that I just think fills this whole thing. And please excuse the wind in the background. But 1 Corinthians 13:4-7 says, love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Love does not dishonor others. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. Love keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil. Love rejoices with the truth. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. And love always preserves. And this is just a powerful scripture, because it is telling you what love is and what all that love does. And when you can learn to truly love yourself and others, you will see that manifest in your world. And then you won't even have to deal with the kind of outside noise that tells you not to love your brother, your sister in Christ. You know, there's so much that is happening in this world, and a lot of it is dark. And, you know, I'm not saying to disconnect from it or to dissociate from it. I'm just saying that to rise above it and see it from a higher perspective. You know, as long as people are playing into the whole, dare I say, matrix, things will never get better. But the moment someone steps out of it and just decides, I'm choosing love over fear, I'm choosing love over death, I'm choosing love over darkness, I'm choosing love over evil, I'm choosing love over all this chaos and destruction in this matrix, I'm choosing love over everything that does not align with me and God, then you will see something from a different perspective, a higher perspective, that godly perspective. And love really is the most essential thing on this earth, because I'm telling you, without love, it is virtually impossible to enjoy life. Love is something that we all low-key seek in one way or another. And those who are lucky enough to have found it, we just know how to give it to others, because at the end of the day, we know how important and how magnifying love can be. Oh my gosh. Oh, Father, forgive me for using your name in vain. I just love love. I was born out of love. I am love, and I enjoy being love, because that is what God sent me on this earth to do, is to see how much can I love? How much love can I bring here? How much love can I grow, you know? And I mean grow within me. How much love can I let loose within me? God has placed a portion of love in every single last one of us. And the world, you know, unfortunately will try to make you bitter or turn you into something that you aren't. And the best thing you can do is stand in who you are as love and push against those things. And that's just my little spill on this love thing, because this water, these waves, this wind and this sunshine got me feeling the vibes, got me feeling so much love right now. The love of God. I feel like I am embraced by God. I am embraced by the universe. I am embraced by the sunshine. I'm embraced by my higher self. I am embraced by the angels and divine beings of light and love. And this is just vibes. It's just vibes. And I want everyone to feel that way as well. And the best way you can do that is with starting with yourself, loving yourself and seeing every aspect of yourself and going, hey, I love me regardless of this or that. Because at the end of the day, you got to know that God loves you regardless of this and that. And of course, he wants you to be your best self. Of course, he wants you to improve and grow and learn as much as you can. But at the end of the day, no, he doesn't love you any less for what you've been through. In fact, he loves you because of what you've overcome and where you are right now. Just keep going, keep pushing. And every chance you get, love yourself, love others, unite with other people, work together. You know, unity is a real beautiful thing. It is a real beautiful thing. Even when people hurt you, when you're able to love them regardless of what they've done to you, then you know you're winning in life. You know you're winning in life, because at the end of the day, you know who you are and you know who God is, because God is love and love is God. So that's my little spiel on this love thing. If you guys want to go read 1 Corinthians 13, definitely do so. 4-7 was the verses. It's just a great reminder for us all to resonate with that love and start your day out with it, you know? Start your day with love. If you put that energy forth, you know, you're just going to walk into it for the rest of the day. Don't even get out of the bed until you feel the vibration of love. Sometimes it just takes you laying down in bed when you wake up and thinking on the things that you love, thinking on the people that you love, thinking on just the small things, you know? Oh, I was thinking about flowers this morning. I was thinking about my nieces and nephews and my grandma and my cousins and my family, and just thinking about how today was going to be such a blessed and beautiful day. Before I even looked outside and seen how it looked or anything, I just already said in my mind that today was going to be a day of love, a day of appreciation, a day of gratitude and thanks. And that's what it's been. And now I'm kind of capping my day off with the sunshine and just feeling these really beautiful vibes. And I just wanted to spread this love, because at the end of the day, we all deserve love. Don't you know you deserve love? You are so worthy of love. I love you. God loves you. You have a beautiful, blessed day, night, or evening.